Back down a tunnel of time with Buggles or Bugles. No, it's Buggles. It's got two G's, Eamon. Two G's.
The book is Buggles. The book.
Video killed the radio star. Well, it's time now for our Topsit Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And today, we're taking a short left.
Yes.
What a, instead of a short right, we're going left, Dave.
Short left. With Neil Ellis, it's a red blend 2024, a blend built on Shiraz and how do you pronounce it? Cinso or Ginso?
Cinso.
Not Italian.
It's Cinso. A great varietal.
No, not Chinese either. Cinso.
No,
yeah.
Oh, my word.
Cinso.
You know what you've done? You've done the thing that gets us all into serious trouble, and you've stereotyped. No, we're not going to go there. We're going to go back to where things are lekker, and that is the Topsit Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Every Friday, Eamon and Valencia and the team from Tops bring in a new idea in terms of a wine to try. You have an opportunity every Friday and Saturday to, in fact, go in for a tasting at Topsit Lifestyle. And today you will be, if you're lucky, tasting Short Left. It's a red blend by Neil Ellis. What can we talk about in terms of this one?
Okay, Dave, with the Short Left, okay, is a bit of a story to it. So everybody when they go Cape Town, they always keep to the right, as they say, driving right and looking to the right. Neil, 30 years being a winemaker at Neil Ellis' own farm. Now, he goes the opposite. So that's the story behind. So he doesn't go right, he goes left. He goes left and looks for different things, especially small, unique vineyards. So it's the grapes are not from their farm. So he sourced the grapes from Stellenbosch and from the Western Cape. As you go out from him, so that's where the name came from, short left. So instead of going right, he goes left. And he's always looking for something different. And that's where we came, when he came with this, the short left. Nice catchy name.
Well, it is, and it's bang on in terms of local vernacular, because that expression, well, I mean, Valencia, you'd be best qualified to explain what short left is all about. That's the whole thing. We're going for a bit of an adventure. We'll take a short left.
A short left.
And that's the way.
And that's the way to go,
So we're going to now take a short left and enjoy a wine with a difference.
It's totally different, Dave. It's a Shiraz Cinso blend. So the Cinso just adds a bit of floral to it, a little bit more depth, more fruit, but you'll get that little bit of chocolate, chocolate, maybe mocha, and that nice berry fruit coming from the nose. But I tasted it, I think it was around 6 weeks back at a wine tasting, it was actually a trade show, and I went back to it. I've tasted a few other wines, but I went back to this one in particular because I wasn't too sure because of the varietal varietals that were there. And then I had to taste it, and I tasted it four times. Then I went for the fifth time to try another sip of it, and I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. That was the wine of the night for me, was this particular wine, this particular blend.
Well, I noticed that it's been aged in oak, so it probably has a little bit of a hint.
A hint of oak, but stainless steel first, then into oak. So 14 months in oak, but you're not going to pick up that oak in there. It's very slight. Very slight, but it's very soft, juicy, easy drinking, very rounded on your palate. It doesn't leave any aftertaste. It's just fruit. It's just fruit that's in there.
And according to the notes on the nose, which is where you get the first hint of what is in the bottle, the glass is filled with juicy red and black berries, complemented by a dark chocolate savory earth spice from the Shiraz and Cinso. The palate is fresh with a perfumed floral note that is due to the elegant touch of the Cinso. Together, the layered complexity shapes the wine into a balanced bottle of wine with tremendous finish. So that's what you're expecting. Does it deliver? That's the point. The fresh scent of blackberries and juicy red fruit. But how does it taste? Oh, yeah. Fresh, for sure. The perfumed floral notes. And a land complexity, you're quite right. There is a hint of oak, but it's very far back in the mix.
It's right in the very
back. There is no, there's no sharp acidity. The minerality seems to have been mixed well into the background, so that even the most novice of wine drinkers, red wine drinkers, will find this extremely accessible.
I think it's totally.
Take a short left with, but don't take our word for it, folks. You have the ideal opportunity at Tops this afternoon from 2 o'clock.
From 2 to 4. Yes.
From 2 to 4, Valencia and Eamon and Ethan, who's joined us for the first time today, sitting far away from the microphone, just in case we get him to say something. Are you joining the team, Ethan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we've got to give you a mic. That would help, There it is. So you'll be part of the Tops and Lifestyle wine lineup going forward. Next Friday, we'll give you a solo run.
Okay.
There's nothing like putting someone on the spot. But very, very nice way to end the week with a short left from Neil Ellis. It's a red blend. What does it retail for?
Dave, it's not, you think you'd pay over the top for a wine like this. It's $145 a bottle.
Okay.
$44.99.
So it is accessible.
Very accessible.
It's a good wine, but it's at a price point where you will probably buy not just the one bottle. In fact, if you go along and taste it and it's to your liking, you won't want to mess around here. You know, take a case.
Take the case. The weather's heating and the weather's getting nice and warm now.
Listen, the rugby tomorrow.
Yes.
You see what happened last week was the wine ran out. So that was it. That was not our finest hour.
It was a bit of disaster.
We're hopeful about, the second meeting, and certainly with a little bit of Neil Ellis short left in your hand and around the fire, I think doesn't really matter what happens to the rugby, quite frankly. It'll be a good night.
Very true.
So tasting today from 2 to 4, tomorrow from 12 to 2 at Tops and Lifestyle. Yes. And thanks again, folks, for bringing in another super wine of the week.